Blog Talk Radio.
Very nice. I love that intro. So, Joe, are you out there?
I am here, Dr. Sue.
Yay! Joe's there. Oh, man, you should have seen yesterday.
Yesterday? What was yesterday?
What's that?
What was yesterday that I should have seen?
Well, on the Entune show.
Ah.
On the Entune show, everything went a little bit crazy because we were all discussing empowering women, and it just went berserky.
Were they empowered? Are you there, Dr. Sue? I think we lost Dr. Sue. Hi, I'm Joe, your co-host. And right now, we're waiting for Dr. Sue. And I think this week we have technical issues once again. Which is a shame. Tonight on the Dr. Sue Show, we are going to have, as advertised, two sissies who will be talking about their lifestyle and asking questions and things like that.
Thank you.
Are you back with us, Dr. Sue?
Is anyone there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was doing your show
no,
intro.
I swear, it's plagued with issues. It's too hilarious. It's just too funny. Anyways, never mind. Don't even go there. We're not even going to go there. I got booted out of my own show. Isn't that nice?
Oh, is that what that button does?
Did you eject me? You bitch. Don't eject me. You trying to take over?
Maybe.
Yeah, take over the world, maybe. Anyway, so yeah, last night's Entune show was very, very hot, and it was very topical, and everyone seemed to have an absolute crazy, crazazzy time doing their thing. Anyways, moving on. Never mind. I have a question for you. How long have I been under a rock that I don't know that Chuck Norris is, like, really weird?
really weird.
Well, I mean, the guy comes out making all these remarks today about how he doesn't want gays in the Boy Scouts of America and how they should be banned. I had no idea that he was that weird. Like, what did he do? Go over to, you know, Charlton Heston's place and drink the Kool-Aid? Like, what's the deal?
Possibly.
It sounds like he did. It's not cool, Joe.
Well, and he's entitled to his opinion.
I know, but he's just turning into a crabby old man, because I didn't know he was 72 either. Holy crap. That's just wrong.
He can still kick my butt.
That wouldn't be hard to do. I can kick your butt.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll bend over for you to do that.
That's true. You're too easy.
But you got to do it in, like, stilettos.
Oh, is there any other way to do it?
Well, thigh-high stilettos, maybe.
Well, those are better. I do like those better. I don't know.
But that's a whole other show.
That's true. And we will do another show. We will do a show strictly on feet. Feet? Actually, we'd probably have to do several. We'd have to break them down because it's just it's so vast.
I have to say that tonight I am missing a foot fetish party to be on the show with you.
Oh, look at that. Is that dedication or what? Was it a tickle party?
It was a combo tickle party.
Oh, I'm doomed. And I'm actually really proud of you. You're not doing, you know, the Jewish mother thing and making me feel really guilty for it. Thank you. Are you going to ask me how I did on my interview last night?
Yes, I understand Dark Angel was interviewing you.
Allegedly, yes. Well, what happened was we had an issue, and Dark Angel's computer crashed after 2 hours of the interview. So it's possible that the file got killed at the same time. So I was supposed to originally be podcast number 88 of The Dark Side, but now I don't know, because I still don't know if we have to re-record it or just do the last 15 minutes. So it's kind of a drag. Let me tell you. It is a big drag when you've been on for 2 hours and now we have to redo the whole thing.
I
do
hate it.
Do?
And that's like 2 hours of your best material, and to try to recreate something like that is always a nightmare.
Oh, it's not going to happen. It's not going to have the same feel to it. There's nothing you can do about it. But that leads me into Tease 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Angel is the one. I think Dark Angel's the one who actually gets this whole thing going. He seems to be the head cheese. And he has his little sidekick with him, and his sidekick is called Not Nice, but because he's a rope expert, I want to get him on for a rope show. He's a rope expert, so it's like K-N-O-T, Nice. Get it?
Wow.
And these guys, I'm telling you, I don't know, they're pretty original. Anyways, T-2012 is July the 12th to the 16th. You want to hurry up and get your tickets now, because actually, according to what Dark Angel said to me yesterday, starting July the 1st, all the prices go up. And I think it only goes until July the 5th for online tickets, and then you're SOL anyway. So get over to get-teased.ca to have a look at that. It's in London from July the 12th to the 16th. And he provided me with some info, so let me play that for everybody so you guys can all hear about Tease 2012.
Tease is an annual pansexual, pan-kink, outdoor Canadian alternative lifestyle event. It's an educational camping convention open to all adults 18 years old and above, singles, couples, triads, quads, families, poly, swingers, monogamous, celibate, straight, gay, lesbian, bi, curious, complicated, or uncertain. Held on kink-friendly private land located close to the shores of Lake Erie in southwestern Ontario, Canada. Enjoy 5 days and 4 nights of wild fun and quality education, including 4 days of workshops, hands-on demos in the Exploratorium, BDSM games, puppy kitty events, hot tubs, the live drumming circle, and the Wicker Man ceremony, the King's Fantasy Masked Ball, the Dom Sub Charity Auction, socials, nightly play parties with multiple play areas, bonfires, free door prizes, theme nights, and of course, kinky camping with new and old friends. Tees is a private, prepaid, pre-registered members-only event and is run as a not-for-profit community educational event brought to you by the BDSM London Munch and Dark Angel's Lair of London, Ontario, as well as EHBC of Kitchener and Club 13 of Guelph. Tees is more fun than should be legal. Find out all the info at www.get-teased.ca. That's www.get-teased.ca.
Pretty cool. So there you go. And when I know I'm going to be on the Dark Side podcast, I will let everyone know, because you can actually just go to iTunes and download the Dark Side podcast. It's actually really cool because they do a lot of educating on there. So I guess before we carry on, you guys need to know the call-in number to have your say with these sissies very shortly is 646-478-3644. Are you still there, Joe?
I'm still here.
Okay, because you got to keep, you know, making like a little noise or something, because I don't know if you've been kicked out or unceremoniously just thrown across the room, or you just never know with Block Talk.
No, I was actually just thinking about getting my passport updated for that Get Teased event.
It sounds like fun. I mean, it seems like this great big camping thing. And I mean, I'm not a big camperette person. I don't do that well. And my idea of camping is no room service, but sounds like it might be fun if you like that sort of thing, the camping thing. The rest of it sounds like fun, though. We could do puppy kitty. I want you to be my puppy.
Aww.
That would be so cute. I'll get you your own little tail.
Hmm. We'll talk.
I know you won't do it. And just so everyone knows, you're going to hear this a couple of times until the event, FetishCon is in Tampa, Florida, August 2nd to the 5th. So I want you guys all to head over to fetishcon.com. So it's FetishCon, as in convention.com, for ticket information. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can go, if you want to find out what lovely ladies are going to be down there doing their sessions, live sessions, you can go to MsToxicGoddess.net, and you will see a link once you go into her site that says the Ladies of FetishCon 2012. And from what I can see, we've got Ms. Livia, we've got Goddess Memphis, we have Ms. Celine, the Cuban Findom, Ms. Lila, we have Ms. Nessa, Miss Tierra, Hottie Femme Dom's going to be there. And last but not least, my dear Snobby Alexa. Now, she's doing pre-bookings as well. She's not on Ms. Toxic Goddess's site, but you can head over to her site and, you know, set up your booking with her at snobbyalexa.com. So get your boots over there and see, aw, look, my girls are in there and she's putting in all the addresses for you guys in the chat room, you lucky little devils. She takes care of these boys and girls, I'll tell you.
The word is she will be there.
She is. Miss Toxic Goddess is going to be there whipping butt.
There you go.
She whips butt real good. So, and I just happened to trip over this today, which is why I just wanted to bring it up, because it's kind of fitting. I'm going to put it up on my screen here. Everybody needs to know this. The first gay rapper, and this is probably going to be disputed till we all die, but whatever. His name is Sissy Rich. And when I'm looking at this thing, first of all, he's stunning. Oh, my Lord, he's a stunning human being. Beautiful mocha skin, blue eyes, like blue eye, hazel, but more blue. Just, oh, he could just pierce your skull just with a gaze. He's amazing. But I just think it's really cool. He's embracing this whole thing. He's going out into the rap world, which, let's face it, hello, it doesn't get any more testosterone-y than the rap world. And he's out there not only being a gay rapper, he's calling himself Sissy Rich. I think that's so cool. Your thoughts, Joe?
There's so many ways to play that.
Why? I just think it's so cool. He's so cute. Don't be mean.
I'm not going to be mean.
What? I think it's cool. And he's stunning. I want everyone to go see Sissy Rich online. And you can download his entire album for nothing. Because he's new. That doesn't happen very often.
No. And you can download it for free legally. That never happens.
Exactly. Well, I think without further ado, I am going to get this evening started, our Sissy evening. And I'm going to get it started with something that Sissy Carey Perry wrote the other day, which made me bust a gut laughing, and I thought it was just absolutely the cutest thing ever. She said, glam and girly, pink and prissy, tart and twirly, sparkling sissy. Now, come on. How cool is that? Does that not say sissy or what?
That is an impressive tagline.
I love it. I just think it's absolutely beautiful. So, without further ado, you guys, I think it's about time we got to talking to some sissies. What do you think?
I can't wait.
Hello, silly Lily.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Excellent. Hold on. We just need to bring in our pièce de résistance, our dear girl, Sheila Pinkheels. Are you there, darling?
Yes, Dr. Sue, I'm here.
Oh, I love it. You girls, I'm telling you, you're absolutely fabulous. The two of you.
Oh.
There's no two nicer, honest to God, there is no two nicer people on Twitter. I want that said right away.
Well, thank you.
You guys are both very sweet.
You know,
there's a lot of
idiots on Twitter, and it's really nice whenever you can meet someone who's not a complete jerk-off.
Moron. That's so true.
Right.
So, I have questions for you guys.
We've got answers.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, I will try and do it's hard when you do these shows because I can't see you guys, so no one knows when anyone's finishing talking, so we try not to talk on each other, but it happens. But I'll try and do these to each one of you individually. So, Sheila, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Sue.
Okay, Sheila, what's the difference between a sissy, a cross-dresser, and a tranny?
I would say a sissy gets more involved in the feminine aspect, whereas cross-dressers will only dress at certain times.
So would you say, like, that you guys enjoy more frilliness than they do?
Yes, Dr. Sue. I think that's a good assumption.
What do you think, Lily? What do you think?
I'd agree with that. I think there's a big distinction between, one of the main distinctions between a crossdresser and a sissy, at least in my head, is sissies tend to get more into the BDSM whole aspect of it, and a crossdresser could be, you know, you could be a completely vanilla type person and still enjoy it.
And just cross-dress.
You know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. And as far as the distinction between tranny and crossdresser, that's a little bit harder.
Well, to me, that's obvious. To me, a trannies just are the ones that are doing the sex change, not the sex changes, a lot of the surgeries. Like, they're
mm-hmm.
taking it to the nth degree, right?
That's kind of the idea. There was actually a story a few years back about there's a little bit of backlash about using the phrase tranny. It's a little,
mm-hmm.
some people think it's a little bit derogatory, but other girls have just take it as like a point of pride, like hell yeah, I'm a tranny, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But,
so is there any, like, protocol? Like how do you know, if you're walking up to somebody, how do you know the difference between, say, a drag queen and a sissy? Or can you have a sissy drag queen?
I'd love to meet one, if that's... I think you're absolutely right as far as... I mean, if you've got a girl who's wearing, like, a petticoat with, you know, frilly frock and, you know, pink heels and super big done-up hair, I think it's a fair assumption to say that that would be a sissy versus, you know, a drag queen.
Just a guy in drag as opposed to... Because, I mean, let's face it, when we get into the whole cross-dressing thing, to me, it's more... a guy in women's clothing. Like, there's no real effort made. Like, there's some effort made. But it's almost like you can't get past that unless you start getting into the whole surgery thing.
Yeah.
Am I right? Correct me. Definitely correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I think that's a fair assumption. There's so many different gray areas that so many people, it seems to me, can be very adamant about wanting to be distinguished as one label but not necessarily another, that it's definitely open for debate. I think most girls, you know, would just love the opportunity to talk to anybody about that. And so, you know, I don't think any of us take too much offense if someone called me a drag queen or if someone called me a tranny or something like that.
Because, like, are the lines basically blurred?
Very,
like, it doesn't really matter?
That's what I would think, but I'd be interested to know what Sheila has to say.
Go for it,
Sheila. I think it's more blurred between a sissy and a crossdresser rather than between the other two and a tranny. A tranny, I would say, I would go along with you, Dr. Sue, in that, you know, they tend to do more surgical things.
Like, the cross-dressing guys that I know would never dream of removing their penis. Usually are hetero. It's just something that they enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least what I've noticed. It's just something that they enjoy to do. Now,
I would agree to that.
Okay, so then if we're going to make a distinction, when we get into sissies, are all of you guys considered bi for the most part, or no? Miss Toxic Goddess, sorry, in the chat room just went, they love their dicks. We don't know which way she meant that.
Well, I really like mine.
Okay, but let's clarify. You like your dick and you don't want it to go anywhere, or you love playing with dick?
I would say both.
Cool. What about you? Go ahead, Lily.
I think the majority of girls that identify as sissy would agree with Sheila. You know, they love their bits, but they love other guys' bits too.
Exactly. And there was someone that wanted us to get into the subject of forced buy. Everyone seems to feel that forced buy and sissies goes hand in hand. I don't think that's fair, though. What do you think, Sheila?
Once again, to each their own. It just depends on the person, I guess.
What do you think, Lily?
I think, you know, any time you're talking about forced buy or, you know, quote unquote forced feminization, you know, how forced is it really? You know, it's like, oh no. Don't tie me up and shove that dick in my face.
Oh, please don't.
The whole premise is a little bit, you know, a little bit ridiculous. But for myself personally, you know, I don't think I could ever go without my penis. But, you know, if I had a vagina, then, you know, that'd be awesome too. But as far as, like, the forced buy aspect, I'm kind of a big old tease. Like, I love the idea of, like, turning a guy on with that, but
mm-hmm.
if as far as, like...
Isn't that the whole point of the sluttiness? I mean, if you're going to be a slut,
oh, yeah.
you want to turn a guy on. You don't want to turn a girl on, necessarily, right? Because you're going to assume that a hetero chick's not going to be turned on by you in frilly clothes anyways. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I would love to turn everybody on. If I could,
well, yeah.
I don't want to buy the world of Coke. I want to turn them all on. But, you know, it's a lot easier to tell, I think, is one thing, you know. There's no guys out there faking getting hard if they're
mm-hmm.
getting hard or if they're getting turned on with me, it's pretty easy to tell. I don't know. But I think some women get off on the power aspect of it, but as far
mm-hmm.
as the actual thing itself.
Well, that's the thing is when you're getting into it with, say, a pro-dom or a dominatrix in general, she's going to get off on the power of pushing your limits.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to want to force you to do this just because that's the power exchange. That's the whole point. And it's like you said, it's not like you guys are really protesting.
Yeah, and God bless them for it, you know?
That is just too cute. So, woo.
Yeah.
Let's check out and see. We have a caller on the line, and we're going to go to our caller, and I know who the caller is. Donnie, you there?
Yes, hello. Are you
Yay,
in?
He got in.
Hey, I'm in. Thank you very much. So, hello all. Enjoying the show.
Hi.
And I just want to say, Sheila, and you know, everybody on here, that I think it's wonderful that you guys are so, you ladies, guys, are so open with your sexuality and so comfortable with it. I know one question I've been thinking about today. Being submissive myself, I was curious, when did you start having feelings on being submissive? I know Sheila on Twitter, I see her, you know, loving Carolina Dom, wanting to serve her. I know she's under consideration, but when did you start having feelings of submissiveness and wanting to be a sissy?
Well, Don... At about age 10, I started in self-bondage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, just a few months later, my parents went away and the opportunity arose, or the idea came into my mind to try on... my mom's stockings and heels. And that was the greatest feeling to me.
What did it feel like? Try and describe it.
Just the I don't know how to describe nylons going on your leg when you're a guy, but it was a huge turn on for me, huge. And for me, I've always felt submissive, even at that young age.
Okay. I I'd have to say the same thing about myself. I always felt submissive at a very early age, even though at that time I didn't understand what I was feeling. I knew there was some type of different feelings inside of me. It wasn't until I got older and started experimenting and now looking back, I was like, you know, I'd be like, wow, you know, it just seems I've always been destined to be submissive. So, and like I said, I'm always curious. I love talking to other subs and listening to their stories and how they came into liking what they like and such. So
Lily, let's pass that around the board. How about you, Lily?
I think I actually got into the cross-dressing before I found out about my submissive tendencies. Some of my earliest memories are playing dress-up in, like, my mom's clothes or, you know, in my sister's clothes and stuff like that from really, really super, super young. But, you know, growing up as a guy and, you know, I just sort of put that on the back burner until I started... Until about when I graduated high school, I started cross-dressing in earnest instead of just swiping a pair of panties whenever the opportunity arose. As far as the submissiveness, gosh, I don't, it's kind of out there in culture already, you know? And I think it was just one of those things, if you, you know, you see a program, some badass woman, you know, forcing a dude to submit to something, like, I think I would watch that and be like, oh, well, that looks great.
Well, and you know what? That brings up the point that usually comes up with me quite a bit, at how much pop culture has actually shaped the way you guys have grown up, in the sense of just what you said. Batman was a huge one for that, for a lot of men, as far as their submissiveness goes. When the more, you know, you had Catwoman and then you had the Queen of Diamonds, and how they would use their feminine wiles or arrows or things like that to completely overtake Batman. And that's like a really huge pivotal moment for a lot of guys.
Oh,
Wonder Woman's another one. You know, you've got the Truth Lariat.
Yeah, I'd have to agree on that. I remember watching also, as a kid, you'd watch the ABC After School specials, and they'd always have those shows on there where the boys and the girls would be in competition against each other for whatever, whether it was, you know, running or baseball, whatever, and the boys would get all overconfident and the girls would win. You know, and I think a lot of it, too, with me being submissive, is I grew up with a single mom, and she ruled with an iron fist, and which is just fine, because it really helped me in life. I thank her for that. And just to me, I think I've just always been naturally, you know, because the way I was born, just being submissive to women. I just remember, you know, as a little boy, you know, of course, since I go by Footboy Don, and I've always liked feet, and I've always liked the humiliation aspect of being submissive. And I think that's why I have some sissy tendencies myself, because being someone who loves humiliation, when I would go and have sessions with doms, I loved being dressed up, because it was a way of being emasculated. And that always excited. Even, you know, when I was a little boy, I remember dreaming of girls that I knew and such, forcing me to wear dresses and things of that nature. So,
So you went through that then. You had a period where your sisters or whatever would dress you up?
No, I'm an only child myself. Unfortunately, I don't have any sisters. Like I said, when I started feeling, it was always about the feet at first, but, you know, I started seeing fetish videos. Regular porn never really did anything for a while. All my friends were sitting there getting excited about it. I was always bored. It was always the fetish films that I liked, and I would see fetish films of doms emasculating men and dressing them up, and you know, and I was like, wow, you know, that's pretty exciting. So when I saw my first pro dom, I was 20, which was very young at the time. We're talking back in the 90s, which was very young. There was no internet or anything like that. And one of the things I wanted to try was, why I was being dommed by her, was being dressed up. And I saw her for a number of years, actually, and she really got in. I mean, we'd go full transformation. It eventually went into full transformation, wigs, makeup, dresses and such, and I always loved it, being loving humiliation like I do. I always loved that aspect of it, and now that I serve Mistress B, she's really opened me up more and more to that. Being in chastity or panties now and things of that nature, and now being cuckolded to her husband that she just married a couple weeks ago. So she's really been exploring more and more of my sissy tendencies with me. In fact, she calls me Dawn, D-A-W-N. I'm no longer Don or Donald anymore. I'm just Dawn. So,
that's cute.
Yeah.
How does it make you feel when she calls you that?
I like it. I like it a lot. She calls me her sissy girl. She refers to me as her and she. You know, it's very exciting, and and one of the other things too is, you know, we're doing more and more anal play now in our cam sessions, and that was something that I did years ago when I was seeing a pro dom, and she would use a strap on me, and I got out of it, I tried the whole vanilla thing, trying to be right with society and get married and all that, and it just wasn't me. I was different, I guess. So I just said, forget it. This is who I am. If people don't like it, I don't care. You know, there are still people who will love and like me for who I am. And now that with Mistress B, we get more and more into that. So a lot of the sissy play comes in from doing that in our weekly camp sessions.
Now,
so,
do you guys find that serving online is enough for you?
That's, you know,
I'll go to Sheila first.
No, Dr. Sue, it's not enough for me. I would prefer to be in physical contact with a dom.
So you would rather serve in person more than you would, like, you want to be able to do literally the whole maid thing, be the lady in waiting?
Yes, Dr. Sue.
That's beautiful. What about you, Lily?
Well, online and through the phone sex, the phone sex thing I do is honestly about the only way I can serve right now.
So it's convenient for you. That's cool. So that's good.
It's convenient. I don't know how long it'll, you know, be enough, but quite honestly, I can't afford to serve a woman like I would love to, but it is what it is.
And that's good, because I find that everybody goes through stages where you go from, you know, you kind of play around with it, and then you do the online thing for a little while and see how that feels, and it's like you're testing the waters, and then you end up going back in and, okay, well, maybe I'll serve, you know, in person. And sometimes, you know, you go and do that, and it doesn't work. Sometimes you don't like it.
I've done a couple pro-dom sessions, and I loved it. It was great, but it was really expensive. And then for like the next couple months after that, I was like, wow, I could have been doing so much stuff right now if I had that money. So
right.
But, you know.
But what if you could get into a relationship and, say, be a cuckold? Would you want to do that?
See, I differ from a lot of sissies, and then I don't know how well I could handle a cuckold relationship. Like, I don't know. I might try it. I think my jealousy would start rising up, and I would
burst
through
my
interesting. Like,
that's
incredible
cool.
Hulk.
Don, what about you? Is online enough?
I would have to say right now, Dr. Sue, that it is.
Good.
I'm not sure how old everyone else is, Sheila and such. I'm almost 40 myself. I'll be 40 in October. And when I first started out in doing BDSM and such, this, we're talking back in the early 90s before there was online, and I did a lot of live sessions. There was a dom I saw for over 5 years, and you know, today I miss her to this day. And I didn't stumble across the online scene until about 3 years ago, and I went through a couple owners. You know, I did my time. I admit I slutted around. I was trying to find the right one for me, and luckily for me, about a year ago, I met Mistress B, and she has just been the perfect match for me in every way, shape, or form. I mean, not just a dom, but a friend, someone I can confide in, someone who helps me with things outside of this life, outside of the online world. And so right now, I'd have to say, yes, I'm very satisfied. Her and I, we talk every day. We have weekly camp sessions. Someday in the future, we're going to meet and do live sessions and such. So I'm very happy with her. Very, very
happy
with her.
That's beautiful.
So.
That is so sweet, too.
That's great.
And it's good that
you
have that relationship, you know, because you do feel lost when you don't really have someone who's you can devote yourself to. And it just sounds like you found someone, and that's really, really good.
Yeah, I've been so happy. I've told everybody this is my last stop with an owner. Mr. Spee is the one for me. And
that's beautiful.
I can't get enough of her. She drives me wild with everything she does. So,
that's great.
Thank you.
Well, we have another caller. Let's see if they are still there. 571 area code. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Who be this?
This is Toxic Goddess.
My darling, I did not mean to leave you hanging there so long.
That is fine, sweetheart.
Ladies, everyone say hi to Toxic Goddess.
Hi, Toxic Goddess.
Hello, girls.
Hello. Toxic Goddess.
And how are you ladies doing this evening?
If I was doing any better, it would be illegal.
Ooh, scared of you.
I think they're getting tingly. I think they're liking the fame, although Sheila's gotten very shy. She's the last person I'd have thought would be shy, but you're being very shy, Sheila.
Come on,
Sheila. I had you pictured for the dancing on tabletop type.
Woohoo! Now that's my type of girl. Work it out.
There you go.
Yeah, work it out. That's what I'm talking about. So,
you wanted to ask these gorgeous broads something?
Well, when you first started getting the feeling that you wanted to serve, how did you know that you wanted to serve and how to find a person where you can go to that you could feel comfortable? Yes, I know you have to go through, you know, 1, 2, 3, maybe sometimes 4 people before you can actually find your comfort zone. But when did you know or get that feeling inside to know that that was the perfect person for you or Dom to bring out more of that sissiness that you knew that you had inside?
Who are we directing it to?
Whoever wants to answer, there's a whole bunch of sissies here, and they'll have all different opinions.
Okay, so I'm going to say, since Dawn really is the only one who's really happy, right, out of everybody sitting here, even though Dawn's not really a sissy yet, he's got his sissy training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
He's stepping his foot in the pool.
He's still in the thing, but he's the only one that's really found anybody, right? That's the reason why. Because, Lily, you don't really have anybody. You don't really have time. You don't have the funds or anything else that, you know, basically is required. But
yeah.
And Sheila's still wanting to serve in person.
Mm-hmm.
So Don's the only one that can answer that, really.
Well, I guess I would have to say I've been around the scene, the online scene, for 3-4 years now. I got very lucky. I met a friend of mine online. His name is Bruce. He goes by Women Rule 66 on Twitter, and he runs a site called The Dom Dose. And when I first came online, like I said, I was a slut. I was totally blown away how much the online scene had blown up. And
most of you sissies are sluts. Most of you sissies are sluts.
Very true. And I was going around and buying custom videos from a lot of Doms, and he had gotten wind of it and asked me to come write for him. And I wrote, and I still do to a limited capacity these days. But I got lucky because about a year ago when I was writing for the Dom Dose doing reviews, Goddess Kaya, who is the best friend of Mistress B, told me to buy one of her clips and review it for the Dom Dose, which I did. And I admit, I looked at her, and it was almost love at first sight. Her redhead, blue eyes, very sensual, very commanding. And I got lucky because after I did the review, she contacted me on Yahoo Messenger, and we just started talking. And it wasn't a dom-sub relationship at first. We just started talking as a couple of normal people, just talking about the scene and such. And just from talking to her, and when I was looking for someone to serve, her name just instantly went into my mind because we were just talking. She's very intelligent. She's really helped me out with a lot of things in my life. That I've had a lot of stress in my life the last year or so with family and such.
Now, let me ask you this. Don't mean to interrupt, but get a quick question before you go any further into how wonderful she is. Because the question that I'm going to ask you is, do you feel that the match, Dom, that you have, that you say is perfect for you, is do you think that she has any qualities that are close to a female in your family, like your mother or aunt or someone in that era that you feel that you have that type of connection, or is it just something totally different that you've never experienced before that she just woke you up and said, this is the one?
I would have to say it would be something that was very different I've ever experienced before that just shook me to my core, woke me up and said, this is the one. This is she. There's something about her. I need to get to know her more. I need to serve her and have her take me by the hand and take me down the road and trust her. And, for instance, one of the things was she's introduced me to chastity. Today I'm on my 77th day of being in chastity for her. And if you had told me a year ago that I would be in chastity and love it, I would have told you you're nuts. And through her training, she's opened my eyes to how great it is. I've never had such submissive feelings before in my life. And just to me, serving her, she's more than I know it might sound kind of weird, but I think in a way she's more than just a dom. She's also a friend. Because if she sees me not online for quite a while, she'll text me and say, hey, what's going on? Where you been? How you doing? We have weekly camps. Every day we talk, even if it's just through emails or a quick text saying, hey, how you doing? What's going on, my little sissy slut? Donnie Poo, how you doing? She truly cares. She truly cares about her good, loyal slaves. And if you listen and obey, then you'll have no problems with her. And it's going to be a year in October I've been serving her, and in all my years, and like I said, I'm almost 40, in all my years, I've never met a dom quite like her, and she's just the one for me. She is the very last stop. I mean, there's a lot of doms I like and respect, and I'll retweet them on Twitter, and I'll sing their praises, but for me, Mistress B is my dom, and she'll always be until the day I die.
And that's great. I'm really proud that you can actually say you're comfortable at where you're at, because it does sometimes take a long time for a sissy and a dom to connect.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, once you do find the dom that you are comfortable with and that you feel that you get that tingling feeling inside, you need to do right by her.
Exactly.
Once you do right by her, you will be the happiest sissy you have ever been before.
I've talked to actually a lot of guys about this, and I tell them you're cheating yourself. There's so many submissive males out there, be they sissies or whatever, it doesn't matter. Take a submissive male, and they troll. They jump from dom to dom to dom to dom to dom, and it's like,
yes.
I tell them you don't understand what you're missing. Mm-hmm. Doing that, you're missing out on the devotion. You're
mm-hmm.
missing out on having that one person
that connection.
You know, you're opening your eyes for in the morning and going, damn, you know, I love the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing for her. Exactly the way Dawn is on Twitter. And Ms. B's devotees, I can honestly say, they really do sing her praises a lot. And that shows in her training. But
mm-hmm.
it's rare. I'm sorry. It's so rare for a dom and a sub to actually get down to that level. That's why I always will tell a submissive, you know what, you really are a good boy, because it's rare.
Yes,
usually submissive men are boinging around all over the place and cheating themselves out of an amazing relationship.
Yep, little sluts lying. And then it's like you give them your time, the training, and you do everything to do, especially if you're starting out. Then they come, and then after you start hearing things, and when you ask, then it's the lying, and then they try to. I've had a tendency lately of having the sub sissies come to me and try to talk from the bottom, like, you got to do this for me, I want this, I want that. these boys need to understand, if they go to a dom, they cannot come and tell us what we should give them. We automatically know. The dom should automatically know with sissy training and whatnot. It totally steers me away where I have blocked, dismissed, and won't even talk to boys because the way that they feel that we owe them something. I will give my boy whatever he wants once he shows he's going to do right by me and act accordingly.
What are your thoughts on that, Sheila?
Oh, I agree with Miss Toxic Goddess.
Don't you find that you know, even among sissies, a lot of them just kind of bounce around and play around, and they're cheating themselves, aren't they?
Oh, yes, Dr. Sue, they really are. It's best to find someone you really like and connect with and stick with that person.
Through thick and thin.
Yes.
Well, they should become such a good friend, like an unbelievably good friend, if you've got the right relationship with them.
Yep, that's correct. And a good sissy will always make sure that his dom is okay. You're supposed to be kind of like
and
like
that
sisters.
Goes both ways.
Yes, it like sisters. Hey, are you okay? You needing something? It's like the aftercare, before care. I'm kind of not too much into that. But I will say, you know, wow, I haven't heard from my sissy today. I wonder what's going on. And if they're having some type of issue and I feel that I can help them out, I will. I will, because that's just in me. That's just the type of person I am. But I do not feel that a sissy should come to me and think that I owe them something.
Mm-hmm.
Because they spoil me, attribute me, or whatever. You know what comes along with it. I'm very upfront about it. But do not come to me like I owe you something, because that's a total turnoff. I will do anything for my sissies, expose them, dress them, send them to great places to get all their gear or whatever they need. But do not come off to where I'm supposed to serve you under the dark. It doesn't work like that.
And that's what I like about the girls that are here right now. You don't see that with Sheila. You don't see that with Lily. You don't see it with Dawn. These, you can see, when you sit back and observe, as I do all the time, I'm just, you know, I'll hover on Twitter and just keep an eye on things, and it's like, you know, you really do see the ones that get it and the ones that just don't have a clue. And it's a shame. So, Lily, what's your favorite sissy activity? What's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, I just love dressing up so much. I love.
So what's your favorite thing to dress up in? Is it lingerie, or do you like going, like, day clothes? What do you do?
I like going all the way. You know, I like lingerie, don't get me wrong, but I love, you know, I love wearing dresses, and I love, you know, wearing heels and trying to see how passable I can look. And but that being said, you know, hand me a baby doll nightie and a thong and some thigh highs, and I'm pretty much good to go for, you know.
So would you ever get any kind of hormone therapy? If someone asked you to do it?
Yeah, I think I could. Yeah, I think I would.
But you don't really mind the idea of doing that then?
No. No, I would love to look more feminine. And if hormones would help me with that, that'd be great.
That's cool.
What about cosmetic surgery?
I could see circumstances where I would do that. Absolutely. I mean, if I found the dom of my dreams, that
implants,
you know,
contouring, would you do any of that? Like implants, contouring, not get rid of the penis. You know, I love sissy with penises. I'm sorry. I love the sissy with a penis.
Well, because you're not a sissy if you take it off.
Right,
yeah.
But you know, we have some that say, "Oh my God, please get rid of it. I don't want it. This and that." And you know, I can understand how they want to change and stuff, but they don't understand that being a sissy is actually having that there. And I feel that if you try to get rid of it, can get the implants, the contouring to make you look more like a girl, because I love a great sissy. Oh, my God, shopping, all that stuff. I love to play with them. But the fact of the matter is you get rid of the penis, and it just takes it away.
Well, because like I said, you take the penis away, now they're a chick.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, and there's some that say that it's too manly.
It's like, there's no point.
Right, but there's some that are too manly, even if they get rid of it, and even it's just not fun for me. And I feel that it's, you know, like you said, it's not a sissy anymore. So I prefer you guys to deal with it. Deal with what's between your legs. And if you feel that you want to impress your dom more by getting contouring in the breast, hormone therapy, absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. I feel that the more dedicated you are, the more attention you get, and the more better you're going to feel about yourself. Because when you're dressed up and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're doting and daunting, you're going to be absolutely happy.
There you go. Sheila, what about you? What's your favorite thing to dress up in?
I like lingerie mostly.
Mm-hmm. You put yourself out there as a maid. Do you really like that whole idea of being that beautiful French maid?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oui, oui.
No, you do that in the bathroom, dear.
Excuse me.
That's true. And you know what? It's just it's so beautiful. French maid uniforms. I love dressing guys up in them. There's nothing like them. And now that you can get them in all the different colors and everything, it's just and the crinolines,
I love the pink ones.
You can poof them out, and it's just it's great. It's like you guys don't get it. For us, it's like you guys are Barbie dolls. It's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you're
grown
like
up Barbie dolls.
Human talking Barbie dolls.
Yes, love it, love it. Oh, my God, I'm getting so excited over here because I can just imagine the little fluffy ruffle skirts and little pink and whites and the little bow tails. Oh, my God, too much fun.
And Muffy's in the chat room, by the way. And I'm sorry, but has anyone seen Muffy's butt? I have. Surely to God, you've all seen Muffy's butt.
Okay,
yes.
I have not.
Lord
have mercy, what am I missing?
Muffy's butt is so perfect. It's off the chart. And she models, you know, a new pair
about
of panties several times a day because that's part of her thing. Muffy, if you can hear us, who is your dom? I can't remember who it is.
Oh, I know who that is, Dr.
Who is it?
I talked to her. It's Princess Mandy, who's actually right here in Detroit.
Right.
Yep. I've
Mandy loves money, Mandy.
Yep, she's a great dom, a great woman, and I talk to her quite a bit as a friend on Yahoo Messenger and Twitter. So
that's what I mean. So he'll do that. That's part of her thing. She gets him to do dressing up in new panties, and she just loves, you know, redoing. As a matter of fact, she's redoing her panty collection. She's selling a whole bunch of them to make room for new ones from she's a Victoria's Secret whore.
So am I.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh
if it's not Vicky,
you
I don't
have
want
to
it.
Be a Victoria's Secret whore.
It
you
has
know, like,
to.
There's just no point otherwise.
Mm-mm.
Well, I'm quite jealous because I haven't looked that good in panties.
Oh, it's like, honestly, does she not have the cutest little butt? She has the perfect panty modeling ass.
I'm jealous.
It's unreal.
Jealous.
She does. She has an ass to be jealous about. And that's the one thing that pisses me off about you guys. You can dress up all you want, but I still think you should have to be able to bear children and have a period and go through menopause.
Amen.
That's only fair. You wear the panties, you have to get the crap to go with it. Just not fair.
I wonder, isn't there this thing that the guys can, you know how they, for married couples, they make the men wear the big pregnancy thing in the bladder, you know, it pushes on the bladder. I wish they just had something that just pushes on the bladder and makes them, like, uncomfortable. And we make them wear it, like, once a month so they can get, like, a taste of it. But instead of a week, we make them wear it, like, 2 weeks. You know, so it's like every 2 weeks they really got to feel it. Oh, my God, that would drive me freaking nuts. I'll probably put that on with the pressure and with a TENS unit and turn that bitch up. Oh, my God, Lord have mercy. You guys would be feeling 10 times worse than we would, and I would love it.
I was going to say, I know there's some doms out there with their sissies. They'll make them wear a tampon up their
yes,
butt.
Yes, that's
for
right.
A week or
when
so.
They get their periods, yeah.
Yep.
Yes, I have done that myself.
That's dedication if you guys do it. I really think that's cool.
I have to.
You should have
to
be as
that.
Uncomfortable as we are. It's only fair. You can't you can't play on both sides of the line. You can't pee standing up and not have cramps. It's not fair.
Well, I was gonna say,
you
I,
have
I'm
to forfeit
me,
one
so
for the other.
I my days of peeing standing up is over. I'm in chastity for Mr. Spee. So my
there
days
you go.
Of
so you
that
can.
Is over.
So, girls, how are we feeling? Sheila, I just feel so bad for Sheila. You just are so quiet, Sheila. Come back to us, little Sheila.
Sheila, I can't be left alone. I can't be left alone, Sheila. You can't leave me alone. Please hold my hand.
All right.
Hold my hand.
I have had some sinus issues and it's left a little congestion in my chest.
I thought so.
Wanna...
You sound like you're all snuffy. You got allergies?
Yes.
Yes,
I do.
Sue,
it's
bad allergies right now for everybody.
I know.
I went today, and the allergy content is way beyond what it's supposed to be, so a lot of people are getting sick with the allergies and asthma, and I have it myself, so I completely know where
and
she's
it's just
going.
It's been brutal.
Yeah, it's really bad. I've been like this for 10 days, and finally I'm trying to get some relief, but I'll tell you right now, for these sissies that do get it and can't breathe and whatnot, I feel for you.
I feel for you, too. It's like crazy. Joey, where have you been? He fell over. Oh, see, he fell over.
If he doesn't come back, I'm going to take his poodle
Joey.
Fur away, and he's not going to get it back.
Joe.
I'm here.
Aw.
See, the
why are you not
work?
Chiming in?
You guys are doing great without me.
Aw. That was so passive-aggressive, and you don't like that. You know better. Joe.
Mm-mm-mm. Where do you sissies get your clothing, your costumes from? Is there anything in particular? Do you order them online, or do you prefer to go into the stores with a mistress or by yourself and purchase your beautiful little garments and your little maid suits and your little panties with the ruffles and whatnot?
Do you guys get it online mostly? Yeah, like, do you buy online, or do you actually go into stores and pick stuff out?
I don't have a ton of the, like, the super frilly stuff like that, because that's pretty hard to find in brick-and-mortar stores. Almost all that is online. But the stuff I do find like that, I'll get it at, like an adult toy store or something like that. I kind of like shopping at those stores, because there's always one person creepier than you there at any given moment. That it's
this
like,
is
oh,
where?
Okay.
Where is this?
Any adult videos, any, like, adult store of any kind, there's always the one guy breathing from the mouth over in the corner, and you're like, wow.
Oh, no, that's so true, because as everyone probably knows, I already had a sex shop, and oh, my God, that's so true. There's always one completely freaky human being who is hovering in the movie area, and, yeah, you don't need to. And the other thing is, we don't care what you guys buy. We don't keep track.
Amazon has a lot of great stuff for those who are really uncomfortable going into stores or whatever it may be. You can find good, cheap stuff, because I know some are on a budget, even though me being a financial dom, I shouldn't say that, but I will to help you boys and girls out. Go to Amazon.com, and you will find a lot of sissy stuff. You find panties, stockings, outfits, wigs, anything you can get in a store, you'll probably even find better on Amazon.
I was going to say, yeah, with me, it's both. A lot of it's Amazon. Mr. Spee picks out a lot of stuff she'd like to see me in. But I'm also lucky there's a fetish shop here in Detroit called Nor Leather. And everybody that works in there is great. You can walk in there, ask them for anything. They're not shocked. They treat you with complete respect. I've gotten some great outfits and panties from there. So I'm actually lucky I'm able to actually do both.
That's so cool.
Thank you.
Oh, Muffy just said noir leather is awesome.
Wow. Hmm. If I go to Detroit, I know where I'm going.
I was gonna say she would know, you know, fellow Detroiter down in Royal Oak, so I'm sure she's been there before.
Well, is there anything anybody wants to say before we wrap everything up? I'll give the floor to Lily first.
First, I just wanted to thank you for having me on your show. I'm super flattered that you even thought to ask me, so thank you, Dr. Sue. I do phone sex for this website called Greedy Sissies, which for any of you girls out there, it's great. You can sign up and be a phone sex operator, and all the money goes to, if you've got a mistress, you can have it set up so that any money made goes to your mistress. Or if you're unowned like me, you can take it and it just goes towards the Greedy Sissies site. So you can still do all that fun sissy stuff without, even if you don't have an owner at the moment. So, but again, I just wanted to thank you so much, Dr. Sue. I've had a blast.
You're welcome, Lily. And where is the website?
It's greedysissies.myphonesite.org. If you can link to me, if you go to my Twitter, it's at sillylilycd. There's a link to it there. I also have a blog. There's a link on that site also that I have a blog that I would love for everyone to read as well. And
well,
phone blogger.
Okay. For everybody, Lily can't be in the chat room because
the
screen's all fucked up. It's not working. So I've just put your Twitter in there. What's your blog address?
It's on Blogger and it's Silly Lily CD, so it's sillylilycd.blogger.com or blogger.sillylilycd.com. I always forget which.
So, and Lily is with two L's. So
yes,
like L-I.
Oh, three L's total, L-I-L-L-Y. It's a big point of contention amongst Lilies.
So go and visit Silly Lily's blog because she really does have amazing stuff. I've been over there. She is very open and very honest, and I think it's a great way for everybody to start learning. That's what we're doing here. We're all here to learn. So thank you very much for participating, Lily. You have no idea. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, I love it. And my blog, I kind of try to be like really real with it and just super honest. I know a lot, like because I'm unowned, I can kind of speak candidly to some subjects that other sissies and submissives won't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd love for everyone to come check it out. But thank you again, Dr. Sue. You're a sweetheart.
You are more than welcome, my dear. So Sheila, are you there, babe? Are we hovering over steam somewhere trying to get some air?
I'm here. I'm here, Dr. Sue.
Do you have anything you want to say?
Yes.
Sing
like
the praises of Lexi for us.
Oh, yes. Goddess Lexi, Carolina Dom, she's just a beautiful young lady. And I'm hoping that the two of us can grow. And she is just so special. And you can find her on Twitter at Carolina Dom. And
what about your Twitter?
My Twitter is at Sissy Mae Sheila. It's Sissy Mae Sheila, or you can look up Sheila Pink Heels and find me. Goddess Lex is also my pimptress, and I take phone sex calls too on the same Greedy Sissy site. And all the money that I earn goes to her. And I'm really enjoying it.
That's
do not
excellent.
Have a blog. And I would like to also thank you, Dr. Sue. You're just a wonderful lady. And,
thank you, Sheila.
It has been so nice to learn of you and to keep learning of you.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you coming on the show today. You have no idea.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
So we shall sign off with Sheila. And Don, any final parting words?
Yes, first off, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a big honor. It's so great being on here, being able to talk to everybody. I talked you up on Twitter. I consider you a good friend of mine. I'm so glad I met you. I know we've only known each other a short time, but I really like you. I think your show is great. And I'm also on Greedy Sissies myself. And all my money that I make goes to Mistress D. And yeah, I'm at Footboy Don on Twitter. I don't have a blog, but you can see a lot of articles I write on the Dom Post, along with Mistress B, who does a weekly column on there. And if you want to follow my mistress and learn more about her, she is at Miss in the Making on Twitter. And she's always looking for good, loyal subs. And believe me, if you were to start serving her, you would never regret it.
That's so sweet.
Thank
it's so
you.
Good to hear a good boy.
Thank you very much. I'm just so happy I could be on. And
I'm glad you finally got through.
Again.
I know you had trouble last night for that show, but I'm really glad you made it through, Don.
Yeah, well, any other time in the future, you ever do anything on humiliation, feet, chastity?
Oh, we're going to be doing it all. Feet, chastity, humiliation, you name
right
it. Tickling, everything.
I
we're
going
to be
there.
Covering
I'll
everything.
Be
so we'll be hearing from Don again.
Yes, hopefully so. As long as you'll keep having me, I'll keep calling in. Thank you very much.
I love it. Thank you very much, Don. I really appreciate your call. Yes, Miss TG.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Me? I'm just sitting here listening to all the wonderful stories and wonderful praises that these good boys, these loyal good
boys,
are giving
it. So nice
it's,
to see.
This is such a good feeling that I can go and put my head down to know that there are some loyal, great sluts.
Yep.
Love it.
And it really is. It's a good thing to know that they're out there. And what all the girls, I want all the girls to think about this, please. Please remember that there is plenty of subs for everyone. There is no reason to be bashing, knocking, smashing, picking on or otherwise bullying other doms. It's
that
ridiculous. It makes you look like a moron. And really, you guys, there are so many subs. You guys just don't get it. And they're each and every dom, every single one of you, is different
yes,
and offers something different. So
definitely.
Stop clawing at each other.
At the same time, the girls, these boys, sissies, and everybody need to pay attention to who they are going to. There are a lot of places and a lot of doms who've been on the scene for a very long time and usually speak to each other and have some type of connection. Now, I don't have a problem with new girls coming in. I don't mind mentoring them and helping them. But if you boys and subs and slaves are not sure, ask questions, get information. Because I am against anybody getting scammed, dom or sub. We like this lifestyle. We don't like to have anybody hurt unless we're doing the hurting. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, and unless everyone's consensual on wanting the hurting. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. It has to be consensual. But everybody should have to be honest. They need to be honest. They need to be straight up and straightforward. If you're new to the scene and you want to experiment, you know, sit through the timelines, through Twitter and sometimes Facebook and other places.
Sit back and observe. It's the best way to do it.
Observe. Ask questions. You're not going to get ripped apart by asking questions. If someone rips you apart for asking a question,
then they're the moron and leave them alone.
Exactly.
They're
just move
worth
on
it.
To somebody else, because if you don't ask questions, how are you going to know?
There you go. That's
you
a good thing
to
end on, my dear.
Definitely.
So thank you for calling.
You're welcome. And like I said, August 2nd through the 5th, I will be in Tampa, Florida, attending the Fetish Con. And for those boys or subs or sissies who would like more information about myself, they can go to my website at www.mstoxicgoddess.com and get read up on some more information on Fetish Con or meet some other lovely ladies if they do not find that I and themselves are a good match. There's plenty of other ladies that you can go serve, question, or just get some information about.
There you go. So you've heard it from the mouth of the greatest bitch on the planet. And I say
well,
that with nothing
you.
But love, you know that.
Thank you, sweetheart. I know you do. And I love you very much, and I love everything that you do. I thank you and tune a very wonderful and a great asset to the scene and just the public in general. And I hope you guys are around for a very long time because you have plenty of supporters and a lot of people who love you and will always stand behind you no matter what.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to have, like, your own cheering section. It's just, it's so cute. I'm going to get you some pom-poms. Dude, you should do it.
Oh,
you should
girl,
do, like,
I can
some
split.
Stuff with that. Yeah,
I can
like,
work
I'm
it
serious.
Out. Oh, trust
Think
me.
Think about that.
Sissy's got
Clips
some competition because I can work it. Your mama can work it.
Coolio. Well, thanks, babe. And I will keep everyone posted. Thank you for calling, my dear.
You're welcome, and you have a great evening.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye, boys.
Joey.
I'm here.
You're
that was
so quiet. Don't you ever jump in? Why you're supposed to jump in and ask things and poke people.
Oh, I'm just busy here looking on Amazon.
Yeah, baby.
For all the cheerleader outfits.
Those are your toys, remember?
They are.
And no one called up and did nasty things, so we didn't get to do what we're going to do. So we'll just have to wait until someone acts stupid. Because they will.
Well, we do have one caller here on hold.
We do. Should we go to them? We're over time, but that's okay.
The stream left is 43 minutes.
Hello? You've reached In Bed with Dr. Sue. Are you still there?
And I think
they're
the
not there anymore.
Dropped.
There you go.
They missed their 15 seconds of fame.
So I think we should wrap this up because I know Joe needs to go to bed because I think actually what he did was nap throughout the show and then woke up at the end. So I'm going to have to poke you more.
I got to say, the show was quite informative.
There you go. You can ask questions. You're allowed to come out of your little mouth hole.
Well, like I said, you guys are doing pretty good.
All right. Next show, July the 10th, 10 o'clock. Be there because we are talking penis size on the next show on In Bed with Dr. Sue. If you have any questions, any confessions, or any comments, or anything you want us to do a show on, I created an account just for the show. Feel free to email inbedwithdrsue@gmail.com. And let us know anything you just tell us, anything you want to tell us. We're more than happy to accommodate anything that you guys have within reason, as long as it's not, you're not being a moron. And the next InTune show with me.
And this show is for large or small or anything in
between.
This
is for anything. I want to discuss with the penis size thing is, what do women really feel? What do you guys really like bigger penises? Do you not? Let's see, you know, let's talk about it. Let's find out what everybody's issue is. And I just want to know what everybody thinks about it.
Even sissies.
Even sissies. Even guys with micro penises. I want to hear from you. I actually have someone who wrote something, too.
And what
so
did
that's
they write?
Gonna be fun. He kind of sent an essay on having a small penis, which is what I wanted. So that's good. So I will be able to read that on the show. So
cool.
Everybody has to tune in July the 10th at 10 o'clock for the penis size show. Oh, go to the website. Go to the drsuereview.com. I have a poll on there right now where you can click on whatever penis size you like the best. and we'll go over the poll results.
And is that for male and female differently, or?
No, I wish I could have done. I actually should have put two up, and then it would have been better that way. But
or maybe
I just want to see what the general. What's that?
Or maybe receiving and giving.
Oh, that's true too. But we'll figure it out. Everybody will call in and we will just discuss penis, and understand that it's on Blog Talk Radio as the PP show because they would not let me use the word penis. That's not me being cute.
You're serious. They would not let you
let you use the word penis, no. I tried. Just
wow.
Like, okay. That's an actual medical term. I don't see what the big deal was, but I don't know. They didn't like the word penis, so...
So we have...
Oh, well. So, we have that done. The next Entune show that I'm on with Shock the Doc, and I have yet to be shocked, is July the 5th at 10 o'clock. And you can send your questions and your confessions into entuneshow@aol.com. And I dare you to shock me, because honestly, can't be done. I was shocked. I should say, though, I was shocked at the last one, but it wasn't anyone who... sent anything in, so it didn't count. It was someone who called me. You didn't hear about that, did you?
No.
I had to beat up a dinosaur for someone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
That was it was new. It was different. It was a shock the doc moment because I have not been asked to beat up a dinosaur before, so I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, apparently Mistress Toxic Goddess says that she can shock you.
Well, then
and
Ms. Toxic Goddess can just try and shock me on the next show.
John
thinks he can do it, too. Oh, this is becoming a big... We're just throwing down here.
We need to get, like, scorecards, maybe.
Ooh, good one. And we can rate them.
Absolutely.
If it's something I haven't heard of that you guys have participated in, it can't just be something you looked at on the internet. Hello. Doesn't
matter. No.
You have to participate in it.
Yes. And not just looking at it as participation. You had to have been actively involved in the scene.
That's right. You have to be actively involved in beating up a dinosaur. Be there. And I did good. I kicked its ass, and he really liked it.
Well, of course. Were you wearing stilettos at the time?
Well, no, it was supposed to be back in caveman days, so I wasn't allowed to have any, like, fancy clothes or anything. I had to just kind of smash it around.
Did you, like, wear, like, the Wilma Flintstone outfit?
Yeah, exactly. I just kind of took the whole, you know, putting skins on me thing. So there you go.
Wow. And that's something you cannot get at Amazon.
You can't. Well, you probably could as a Halloween costume as Wilma or something, but just not the same.
No.
So, thank you, my friend, for being quiet the whole time. One of these days I am going to poke you enough that you will start speaking.
I will be there for you.
What am I going to do with you? All right, so we're signing the show off. I want everyone to know that I am about to drop a song by Hardline from St. Louis Mo, and it's called Super Booty. And if you want to hit up Hardline, you can do so on Twitter at Hardline Rap. So, Joe's favorite is rap. Say goodnight, Joe.
Good night, Joe.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
That was...
morning, yeah, you drop it low. Still break it up while you take it up and down. Up and down, make that make go up and down. Then stop, now make that make go round and round.
I look